practical exercises of grounding, balance, and change. How do we build balance? First of all, through building energy. And there are a couple of things that can be done for that are very powerful. The first one is gazing. Gazing brings a balance between the outer and the inner. There's a split of the inner and outer that closes when we gaze, and a lot of energy in that moment floods in. When we have a lot of energy, we're able to move through changes with more grace because change needs power. It's a real effort, an energetic effort, because there's a restructuring going on in the energy bodies, including the physical. So how do we gaze? You can pick nature, anything like a tree, a flower, the clouds, anything that's beautiful for you. And then you just sit comfortably with your spine straight and very relaxed, and then you just gaze at it. It's a looking that is not sharp and focused, but kind of blurry, fuzzy. It's really like you're going into a daydreaming state, but you're just gazing, but you're really not thinking in that moment either. You're really gazing, enjoying what you're looking at. Your eyes are creating an openness and taking in the energy that's on the outside of that beauty, and you are meeting it as well. There's a coherence and a wholeness that is taking place. So gazing is a very, very beautiful and very powerful meditation practice, and it's very good for beginning meditation as well, because you are busy focusing on something that is visual on the outside, more real to you. The next important thing is to build balance. When you are more balanced, you can move better. You can shift the ground that's shifting back from the material objects and material ideas, concepts that you have, thought structures that you're grounding yourself on. You're shifting your foundation, your grounding, your base chakra into the core, into that which appears like nothing, luminous eternity, no beginning, no end. If you're balanced, it's easier to make that move. And you're going to make that move over and over again each time you're taking some part of you that's wired into the world of the senses, of that which appears very real, to that which is who you really are. So you want to balance out the overactivity of the outward going senses through meditation. And that helps us find the inside again, and it reconnects you with the true stability, the core. So meditation is very, very, very important. So we have the open eye meditation of the gazing and the general closed eye meditation. The other thing is that we have to remain awake, seeing that we are trying to stabilize things that we cannot stabilize. We have to recognize it. We have to catch ourselves when we are caught in grounding ourselves on something that's not real, that we know will change because it belongs to the realm of time and space. Grounding ourselves on something that's fluid and telling ourselves it's actually permanent creates conflict. And we know it's not true. And there cannot be peace in the soul. There cannot be a sense of being okay when we're actually in this constant conflict. Because there's a fear and anxiety that we're getting caught. We catch ourselves that, you know, I'm not really grounding myself on something real here, and I know it. I don't want to face it because I don't know what to do, and I don't like it. I don't know what eternity is. It sounds scary. So all these things are just normal human reactions. We have to allow ourselves to see this. And eternity is becoming more and more familiar simply because it's your true nature. So when you sit and gaze at something beautiful and you're still okay, and you're just floating or resting, it's very hard to describe, but you're just okay being there and you're filled with your own presence, then you're in eternity. It's okay. Maybe it's not fully experienced the way it could be, where it completely overtakes all your senses, but it is very real. what you're experiencing in that moment, being soaked in the bliss or the lightness or the beauty of the moment, and it's not scary at all. So becoming more familiar with it. Also discernment of what is real and unreal and knowing the difference. So discernment, we're going to have a whole conversation on that, will be about discerning and what is real and what not. It's really the seeing, but it's not just seeing, it is a true knowing in deep inside that has to do with recognizing ourselves in the outside as being the truth. It sounds complicated, but it's really not. Just seeing something, a pattern, that you are grounding yourself in something false is one thing, but discerning yourself as the truth out there and being one with it kind of takes it a little deeper. So we'll just put that out here in the context of this discussion, and we're going to be talking about discernment in a different class.